Welcome to the Research Impact podcast series. I'm your host, Yvonne Kiley. On today's podcast, I will be talking to Dr. Trina McCaffrey, Dr. Maz Mahadi, and Preeti Chung about their research collaboration. This collaboration is based on Preeti's doctoral research that considers the use of music therapy in supporting the well-being of pregnant women who attend the Specialist Perinatal Mental Health Service at the University Maternity Hospital, Limerick. This study is supervised by Trina, Maz and Dr. Sylvia Murphy-Tighe from the Department of Nursing and Midwifery at UL. Dr. Trina McCaffrey is a lecturer in music therapy at the Irish World Academy of Music and Dance, the University of Limerick. She is a music therapist with a specialist interest in mental health, having practiced at Mayo Mental Health Services prior to her appointment at UL. Dr. Maz Mahadi is a consultant psychiatrist with the Specialist Perinatal Mental Health Team at the University Maternity Hospital, Limerick, and Adjunct Senior Clinical Lecturer at the School of Medicine, UL. Preeti Chung is a music therapist and doctoral candidate at the Irish World Academy of Music and Dance. Welcome to the podcast, and thank you for being with us today. So I'd like to start by asking you, what area does your research focus on, and how did this collaboration come about?
Sure, Yvonne. So our research focuses on perinatal mental health and well-being. And broadly speaking, perinatal mental health refers to a woman's emotional and psychological well-being during pregnancy, childbirth, and the first year after birth. For some women, the perinatal period can be a time when they experience mental health challenges that might relate to becoming a parent and the huge life adjustment or change that this can bring. And for other women, it might be a time when they experience mental health problems due to an existing mental health condition. So along with this focus on perinatal mental health, our research also considers the well-being of infants at this time. So recognizing the importance that they secure healthy attachments or relationships early in life that can have significant impacts on their social, psychological and emotional development. Basically, we know that if we can support mums and parents' well-being during the perinatal period, infants in turn can benefit and flourish from this. And I think the words of the famous psychologist John Bowlby nicely sums it up when he says that if a community values its children, then it must cherish its parents. So in terms then of perinatal mental health here in Ireland, there's increasing awareness about perinatal mental health, what it means. And I think this is largely due to the work of the specialist perinatal mental health teams in all of the main maternity hospitals across the country. Here in Ireland, HSE estimates that somewhere maybe between 15 and 25% of mothers experience a mental health problem, either during pregnancy or the first year post-pregnancy. So there's definitely a need to create services and supports around this to address these mental health needs in a way that supports women and parents on their parenting journey. And this is exactly what this particular project did by considering how music therapy might support women's mental health during the perinatal period. And as far as we know, it's the first study of its kind internationally.
So I suppose, can you tell the listeners about music therapy and what does that involve?
Sure, yeah. So music therapy is the planned use of music within a therapeutic relationship to improve health and well-being. It's a practice that can be used right across the lifespan, so from pregnancy, as this study shows, but also in areas like intellectual disability, neurorehabilitation, mental health, palliative and end-of-life care are just some examples. So in music therapy, we typically work with people using music to achieve clinical goals that are set according to individual need. So these goals might be related to communicational, behavioural, emotional, cognitive or social needs. And in music therapy sessions, then we use music in different ways to address these needs. So, for example, in music therapy, it could involve singing, playing instruments, songwriting, lyric analysis, and music listening. So, and it's important to say, I think, Yvonne, that music therapy is an evidence-based profession that draws, which means that we draw on the best available evidence to inform the work that we do. And this was very much a focus in this study by considering if music therapy could be impactful, if at all, in terms of improving women's perinatal mental health. So I guess then in terms of how the project came about, I've always been interested in music therapy and the arts to support mental health and well-being. And I think it stems right back to my time completing my master's training in music therapy here at UL in 2006, which then and still is now the only training for music therapy on the island of Ireland. And it was during this time that I carried out a placement in older age services, psychiatric services, and I guess that's where the interest in mental health came about. So when I finished my training, I went to Mayo Mental Health Services to establish a full-time post in music therapy. And from there then came back to UL and carried out a PhD in service user evaluation of music therapy in adult mental health services. And I think that particularly that PhD research really embedded my appreciation and value for the importance of listening to and involving people who attend a service, their views about how a service should be shaped and what their experiences are of this. So very much involving the end user in terms of how we design and deliver health services. But I suppose coming to the area then of perinatal mental health wasn't only driven by practice and research in a professional capacity, but also from my lived experiences as I approached the birth of my first child with a curiosity around how I could effectively use music listening during childbirth. And what I found at the time, even as a music therapist, that the journal papers out there, the studies that were carried out, the evidence around it, there was some evidence around using music listening during childbirth, but actually in terms of providing accessible guidelines and how to effectively use music listening during childbirth, it just didn't seem to be out there. So that was from even my viewpoint as a music therapist. So I guess this is what led to then a lot of discussion and collaboration with some fantastic colleagues in the Department of Nursing and Midwifery here at UL. And namely, that was initially with Maeve Barry, who has since retired, but now has continued on with Sylvia Murphy-Tai, who's of course co-supervisor to this PhD research project. And around that very same time that these discussions began with the Department of Nursing and Midwifery, Puisi had just completed her MA in music therapy and was considering doing some research in the area of perinatal mental health. And we somewhat boldly then approached Dr. Maz and Dr. Nariamcha at the perinatal mental health conference that they carry out each year at UHL. And from there, the research partnership grew. So I think it was a case of a lot of things, stars aligned and the timing worked out. And I suppose it's evolved then into a really valuable research collaboration. Perhaps, Maz, you'd like to say something about, from your perspective, how the collaboration came about and how it fitted with what the work that you were doing at that time.
Thanks, Trina. So the service was just started in 2018, and we were actually the first perinatal mental health team that was set up outside of Dublin. And this was based on a national clinical program and the launch of the national model of care in 2017. So when Trina and Puisi came to approach us, I felt that this was, you know, a great opportunity. At the time, the team was fairly small. I think there was probably only myself as the consultant and Maria Gibbons, the mental health midwife. And I always envisaged that the team that, you know, and the service that was to be set up in the Midwest would be very much a multidisciplinary one, not just focusing on, you know, on medications, not just, you know, doctor-led, but also nursing, midwifery-led. Since then, we've obviously developed with a clinical psychologist, with a full multidisciplinary team, with also a social worker and occupational therapist, and we have links with community services. But what we also know is that consistently service users have expressed a preference for alternative forms of treatment. We know that many do not need medications, and not all patients are also comfortable with traditional talking therapies. And I think this is where music therapy fits in very well.
Thanks, Maz. Puisi, can you tell us more about this study, what was involved, your approach, and the outcomes?
And of course, I would like to add that the idea of introducing music therapy in this field, because it's so brand new and innovative, we need a lot of feedback and support. So it's kind of like what Trina earlier said, we really value the voices from the surface user and all other expertise in the field. Therefore, the first part of our project is to carry out a cross-sectional study on how music has been used personally by women and partners and also professionally by healthcare practitioners in Ireland on their perinatal care. As Mas mentioned, because my understanding towards perinatal mental health is quite minimal at that time. But what one thing struck me is, oh, if I'm pregnant, I wouldn't like to take medicine. Or there would be a lot of concerns in taking any medication. So I think, oh, there may be a place for music therapy because there is compelling evidence to support music as music and music therapy has a role in improving mental health and also in supporting mother and children attachment. Therefore, like, we collect the feedback from the cross-sectional study and also other existing evidence. We develop a program that will be best suit the women in the Midwest and also that can implement to the existing services. So I developed a program to target for pregnant women that is in their 25th week of pregnancy onward, which study suggested is the time that babies begin to respond to external noise and sound. So this is essential if we want to carry out any mother-baby interaction or interactive activities. So we designed a program to involve a lot of music-assisted interactions and also music-facilitated relaxation because the women has referred from the specialist perinatal mental health team. The reason for the referrals are mainly anxiety and depression, and they might have experienced birth trauma before or non-birth related trauma. They may be experiencing bereavement or they may experience previous pregnancy loss and have other mental health conditions. Therefore, the music assisted relaxation take a big part in our therapy program because it's all about providing a safe space for the women to cope with their pregnancy journey. It might be related to their mental health problems or sometimes even related to their physical experience after pregnancy. But the idea is to offer the space for them in a musical space. They might not need to talk at all, but just to express and process their feelings, especially those that are difficult to bring up, to talk about or in other talking therapies. So initially we offer 6 sessions for the women, but of course this may change according to their development in the pregnancy or whether they need more. But the evaluations has been done before and after 6 sessions. And so we measure attachment using the prenatal attachment inventory. And we also measure anxiety level using the generalized anxiety disorder assessment. And we also measure well-being. So from these quantitative data, we find that the music therapy program is effective in improving their attachment and have a huge reduction in anxiety level, and they also improve their overall well-being. But more than just the quantitative feedback, we also receive a lot of feedback from the patients. I believe Mars will add more later. So the impact is somehow beyond just the mother and the relationship between the baby. They might mention that, oh, actually they improve their relationship with the husband or their partner, also bond with the baby better because of all the techniques they learn in these sessions. And they also find that the sessions, that the techniques they learn in the sessions can be helpful outside the sessions. They may be using it during the week or even afterwards. So they may be continue to sing the songs to the baby and they maybe use the music that we explore together in their birth process. So that's kind of what's involved in our study and the music therapy program.
Thanks, Pussy. Can you explain to the listeners the impact of the research? You've discussed some of the impact there. And the study, I know the study marks the first time the music therapy has been offered in maternity care services in Ireland.
Absolutely. This is the first of its kind in Ireland, in Limerick. So beyond the health benefits I've mentioned for women, for the infants and the family, it's also actually sets the groundwork for further development. So based on the feedback from the women who took part in this study, the Department of Health, who govern all public health services in this country, have commended the innovative nature of this work, awarding further funding to ensure that music therapy can now continue in our local maternity hospital. And this project also brought together a range of disciplines, and in doing so, strengthened our partnerships with local healthcare practitioners who now share with us a passion to expand on and explore the role of music and the creative arts to support the well-being of women, their infants, and families.
So how does the research impact the participant?
I think the first thing to say is that, you know, the feedback from our patients, our service users, have been overwhelmingly positive. Patients throughout that period would often come in to, you know, their clinic appointments after the sessions saying, you know, expressing their gratitude for being referred to music therapy, because, you know, when it helps them feel less anxious, feel more bonded with their babies. We know that quite a few of our patients who come to us for a variety of reasons might have some difficulty in finding that connection with baby, especially early on, perhaps sometimes following a pregnancy loss or other issues. And we've seen that in these women, that they've come in, you know, following sessions with Puizi, they come in, they're excited about showing that the songs that they've recorded for their babies, lullabies that they hope to sing to their babies going forward. And you can see in their faces how much it means to them. So obviously we've shown it on, you know, in the qualitative analysis, but, you know, anecdotal feedback as well from patients have been overwhelmingly positive in the year or a bit more that we've had music therapy. Some of the patients have also said that music therapy have brought back the creative side of them that they had forgotten about. And you know how people feel that life has just gotten too busy and they've forgotten the things that they've enjoyed. Another mom became quite emotional when she spoke about music therapy because she used to sing in the choir with her father. She hadn't done any singing for a long time. And she stated that she would like to get back and join the local choir for herself.
So Triana, how has your current research evolved?
So I guess this PhD study is one study among a number of other studies that I suppose collectively have a focus on the use of music therapy or the creative arts to promote perinatal well-being, and also well-being not only in mums but in parents, and of course the impact of this then on their infants. So the studies that we have carried out to date involve a range of topics such as songwriting for bonding during pregnancy, music listening during childbirth, maternal singing in the neonatal intensive care unit. And also then we've invited women and healthcare practitioners to use arts-based or creative methods or means to consider their priorities for further research in this area. So trying to tap into the views again, you know, of ultimately the people who use the service every day and what's important to them. So that's very much something that will guide our research moving forward. And we're very lucky that, you know, this overall research area has involved collaboration with a range of really fantastic colleagues here in Limerick, you know, from disciplines such as nursing, midwifery, psychiatry, neonatology, creative arts therapies, and early intervention specialists. And, you know, again, most importantly, it has involved collaboration with mums and parents. And I think, as I said, that's key in shaping and determining where we go to next.
Thanks, Trina. And just, I suppose, to go on from there, Puisi, from your experience as a PhD candidate, how does UL support you on your research journey, supporting excellence and impactful research that we've heard about earlier today from both Maz and Trina?
I think UL offers excellent support and resources for postgraduate students overall, including it's providing a wonderful research environment with good network. And there are lots of research resources, you know, from the expertise of the staff members, so of course, primarily from my supervisor like Trina and Sylvia, and also other staff members, you know, from different department, maybe the libraries just offer support all the way from, you know, doing literature search to, you know, recommending other resources. And there's also lots of continuous professional development opportunities like training in statistics or writing, and overall the research skills that I need to finish my study. And outside that, they also gave us a lot of expertise and a good network with the UHL that may provide a platform for disseminating the research outcome and to bring a bigger impact of the study to a wider audience, how the impact and, of course, the funding and scholarship that offered by the Royal Academy of Music and Dance. So this is a very comprehensive approach, and it supports a very easy way to do a cross-disciplinary study between the Irish Royal Academy of Music and Dance and the Department of Nursing and Midwifery. It's also the fact that these two buildings are actually really close in the campus that create a lot of convenience as well. Yeah, I think like there are also other different research clusters, like the Arts and Health Research Cluster, the Women and Infants Research from the Department of Nursing and Midwifery. So there's a lot of expertise and resources that I can gain from you all.
Thanks, Brucie. Before we conclude, I suppose I would like to ask the question, where to from here? What are the future areas of focus for your research? It's really, really, really important research that you're doing, and the collaboration speaks for itself. But I suppose, where do you see it going? What do you see happening? What are the next steps, Brucie?
First and foremost is to finish my PhD and to publish the findings, because like we already have these like wonderful opportunity to talk about it in a podcast and in other seminar or a conference. But we really hope it to be to reach a wider audience and with scientific evidence. So publishing it will be first task in all of this. And ideally, we hope to develop in a larger scale trial, maybe including a bigger sample size, including a control group, and perhaps a longer longitudinal study to see any longer term effect on the women and infants. Because now the study is mostly focus on the periods that's before birth. But it will be actually interesting to see if it has any impact towards the mom and the babies after they have the birth and postnatally. And also, like as I mentioned already, so this study is focused on antenatal, prenatal intervention. There's still a lot of needs postnatally as well. So ideally, like maybe involve more clinicians, more researchers and practitioners we hope to develop to the studies, and also developing more resources and program for the women and infants during the whole perinatal period, not just antenatally.
And Maz?
Yes, so I suppose the first thing for me is for us to keep this collaboration going, because I think it's an excellent way to help women in the Midwest. We, as Brucie pointed out, we've thankfully secured additional funding from the Department of Health under the Women's Fund for 2023, so that we can extend creative art therapies in the maternity hospital here in Limerick. I think for me, the ultimate aim is for music therapy to be a permanent fixture in the service. At the moment, we're trying to expand our accommodations. We're hopefully getting a whole floor in George's Quay. Not all for music therapy, but we hopefully will have more space as well to have in-person music therapy going forward. And I think, as Trina mentioned at the start as well, we want to lead kind of research in this area. I think it's pioneering work that we're doing here.
Brilliant, Maz and Trina.
Yeah, so I think as Brucie said, it would be wonderful if we could have a larger study that maybe looks across music therapy at a range of maybe perinatal services across the country, to get a greater understanding of the impacts and outcomes of music therapy across that whole perinatal period, not just antenatally, but postnatally. And I think that's very much focused on music therapy as a specialist intervention for perinatal well-being. But I think from a wider perspective of, taking into account the other studies that we've mentioned and the overall focus of the area, I think we would like to also look at general uses of music and the arts to support perinatal well-being among women and partners. For example, going back to that music listening piece, how could we develop maybe evidence-based guidelines that any mum and their partner could use if they so wish during childbirth? And also, I suppose, working with midwives and nurses and other healthcare practitioners around this, about how they could support that simple piece of, maybe music listening during childbirth. And really, this is with the focus of how do we support people to independently use music and the arts as they wish to support their perinatal journey. I suppose we're, like Maz said, we're really committed to and value continuing this work across disciplines and organisational boundaries to address the priorities and needs that reflect the day-to-day realities of women and their partners and families in the perinatal period. I think we want to continue to build on these research collaborations with parents, with guardians, healthcare practitioners, and others who work in this area. And, you know, we always welcome people getting in touch with us to have these discussions. I think, you know, together we're much stronger in terms of the impact that we can make to women and their families. So overall, our hope is to continue this work and to build on these research studies in an impactful way so that parents and infants can benefit along the way. And we're excited to see where this research might lead to next.
Many thanks for your time today, Trina, Pri and Maz. Your work truly exemplifies research excellence with impact, one of a number of creative arts and art therapy projects supporting the well-being of pregnant women who attend the specialist perinatal mental health services at the University Maternity Hospital Limerick. You have been listening to Dr. Trina McCaffrey, Dr. Maz Mahadi and Pui Si Sheng. The research has been supported by the Irish World Academy of Music and Dance UL, Department of Nursing and Midwifery UL, the Specialist Perinatal Mental Health Team at the University Maternity Hospital Limerick, Healthy Ireland, the Limerick Children and Young Persons Services Committee, Limerick Culture and Arts Office, Limerick City and County Council, and ABC Startright Paul Partnership Limerick. If you would like to hear more about research impact, please go to our website ul.ie/research. Thanks for listening.